WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Attorney General Pam Bondi before the Senate Judiciary Committee, clashing with some Democratic senators over National Guard deployments to American cities. ABC's Jay O'Brien talking with House Speaker Mike Johnson on the government shutdown. Democrats want to discuss the continuation of subsidies to help pay for health insurance premiums. Republicans so far have said no.
Why not begin negotiations on that issue right now?
Because the government is closed, and as I mentioned, that's a December 31 issue. There are lots of conversations and deliberations and discussions right now, even bipartisan amongst members, about necessary changes that would have to be made, pretty dramatic changes, to even have that considered on the floor.
Peace talks between Israel and Hamas have resumed in Egypt on this, the two-year anniversary of the militant group's surprise attack in Israel that triggered the war in Gaza that has seen tens of thousands of Palestinians killed. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting seedling orders for trees and shrubs to be planted next spring. According to a press release, the goal of the program is to support reforestation and conservation efforts with native tree seedlings on both public and private lands across the state. Tree seedlings planted will also go towards Wisconsin's Trillion Trees pledge of planting 100 million trees across the state by 2030. Seedling orders can be placed on the Department of Natural Resources website or by mail. Governor Tony Evers says he will consider taking executive action to address the impacts of the federal government shutdown if needed. According to a WisPolitics report, Governor Evers told reporters he'd specifically consider taking executive action to address issues with health care that arise amid the shutdown during a visit to Brown Deer last week. He referred to using state resources to keep Wisconsinites healthy as low-hanging fruit and argued extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits shouldn't be a big thing for Republicans to accept. Proposed legislation that would see the construction of a production plant converting woody biomass into aviation fuel in Hayward will be discussed in a state Senate committee this week. The Forestry Revitalization Act will be up for public comment in the Senate Insurance, Housing, Rural Issues, and Forestry Committee on Thursday. The proposed facility would be funded with $60 million in Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation tax credits, as well as $150 million in state bonding through the forestry account. The Lakeland Family Resource Center in Spooner recently held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to honor receiving accreditation as a Family Resource Center of Quality. The organization received the designation for demonstrating their ability to engage in robust professional development, including evidence-based programs in parenting support, resource coordination, and early childhood services. The facility is the 11th center in the state to receive the accreditation and must reapply for it every 3 years to ensure its policies and procedures are still effective. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of five playoff series. The Cubs have now lost two in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first two games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game three tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for game three starting pitcher?
Game three will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off. Obviously, it's been a while since I've been able to, you know, go out there and play football, but from just, you know, confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area for this afternoon. A northwest wind will be gusting up around 20 miles per hour as highs reach the upper 50s. Tonight, though, freeze warning goes into effect. Clear skies, lows by morning in the upper 20s. It's 53 at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden over on our Facebook page jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Homeless veterans are facing a crisis in Chippewa Falls, and Brittany Carloni from Wisconsin Watch will be here to tell us a solution on the horizon and the Brewers results and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the morning to you. It's a beautiful Tuesday here in Portland. I don't know, you know, how and what it is where you live, but a lot to talk about today. An awful lot to talk about today. Pam Bondi's coming, Christy Noem is coming to town. Hide your dogs. Is ICE today's Klan? Some of my thoughts on Trump invoking the Insurrection Act and why I'm keeping an eye on Ted Cruz, and will the FAA end the shutdown? It's already starting to look that way. Also, Trump's strange take on getting into heaven. A bunch of strange stuff. Trump and his cult followers continue to declare hate and war against half of America. The Republicans should impeach him, but they're cowards. I believe we'll get into that in the second hour. After refusing to hand over voter registration data to the Trump regime, a South Carolina judge's home exploded. Was this politically motivated arson? We're not sure yet, but it sure is looking weird. In the third hour of our program, South Carolina wants to kill women who get abortions again. This is their pro-life position. Literally, they want to execute them. And will Trump pardon Ghislaine Maxwell and get away with it? Interesting question. I mean, you know, we're starting to get some early answers to that. But my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, "Is ICE Today's Klan?" And this idea of having law enforcement officials whose identity is concealed is not new in the United States. In the 1870s and 80s, during Reconstruction, when the Klan did its first, you know, real big, hey, here we are, and then in the 1920s, when they rebooted, historians refer to it as the second Klan. It was a major revival, and in both cases, in multiple states, the two states that were literally taken over, like from the governor's mansion down, taken over by the Klan, during those the first in the 1880s was Oregon, and in the 1920s was Indiana. The Klan members were actually deputized as police officers. And now, not just in those two states, but also in other states around the country, particularly in the old Confederate states. And what they were doing was, you know, just going on the attack. They were enforcing the prohibition rules against drinking, mostly black speakeasies. And they were enforcing the anti-integration or the segregation laws, or apartheid, here in the United States that lasted right up until the 1960s legally. And, you know, in arguably in many ways continues to this day. ICE, you know, and the whole reason why some of these Klan members actually, you know, with a badge on were wearing their hoods. And the reason why was so that they wouldn't be held accountable. It's just very simple. You wear a mask because what you're doing is wrong. You know it's wrong. And you do not want to be held accountable for the crimes you commit. We've had two people shot in Chicago so far. right? One of them is dead. Two people shot by ICE. We'll probably never know who fired the gun because ICE isn't telling anybody in violation of the law. And these guys, you know, there's no way to know their identities because they're so masked up. This is just, you know, fundamentally wrong. And, you know, there are 19 states that have passed laws forbidding people from wearing masks. I'm not talking about the couple states who tried to do this during COVID. I'm talking about most of these laws were either passed in the 1880s or in the 1950s, two periods of time when there were major pushbacks against the Klan here in the United States and, you know, at the state level across the country. And, you know, California, for example, has an 1872 ordinance that outlaws, quote, masks, false whiskers, or any personal disguise, whether complete or partial, when invading or escaping, discovery, recognition, or identification, the commission of any public offense. And we talked yesterday about how, under California state law, what ICE is doing without having judicial warrants, they don't have warrants signed by judges per the Fourth Amendment. And so, you know, what they're doing, like, for example, when they attacked that office building in Chicago, excuse me, the apartment building in Chicago, is kidnapping and assault and violence against property, you know, vandalism. So under all of these state laws, these 19 state laws, or under most of them anyway, ICE individualized members could be prosecuted for breaking the law. For breaking the law while wearing a mask. The most recent is California's No Secret Police Act. Scott Wiener, who was the principal author of this, said, as this authoritarian regime seeks to demolish our constitutional rights and engages in a straight-up terror campaign, California is meeting the Trump administration's secret police tactics with strength and defiance. He says no one wants masked officers roaming their communities and kidnapping people with impunity. And he says California will continue to stand up for the rule of law and for basic freedoms. So far, Gavin Newsom has chosen not to enforce the law. He's letting ICE agents in California get away with the crime, the state crime that they are now committing. None of them have been arrested. None of them have been charged with a crime. And they're continuing to do their Kavanaugh raids. You know, it was Brett Kavanaugh who wrote the opinion in the shadow docket ruling that said that ICE can use racial profiling to go after people. And, they've, you know, like I said, in Chicago, they've already shot two people, killing one. So the question isn't whether ICE agents share the Klan's ideology. I'm sure some do. In fact, I suspect many do. I mean, their recruiting kind of leans in that direction, shall we say. But the question is instead whether our government has once again created a Klan-like system in which anonymous armed men can break into your home, detain you, abuse you without ever being individually answerable under the law. The hood and the mask have always symbolized essentially the same thing in America. They mean that right-wing thugs can do whatever they want and walk away untouched, no matter how heinous their crimes. We're told that if we have nothing to hide, we have nothing to fear. But when armed officers of the law, of the government, hide their identities from the people they claim to serve, they're telling us exactly what to fear. History has already written the first draft of this story once before. We'd be fools to let it play out again. It's time to start holding ICE accountable to the law. Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Stick around. It's 13 and a half minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
My thoughts on the Insurrection Act and interesting stuff on Ted Cruz. Stick around. We'll be right back. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Tom.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Matt Nair on air.
He joins us every Friday at this time for some recombobulation. He is also Civic Media's political editor. Dan Schaefer is here.
Tom Tiffany has made it official. He is running for governor. I think he is a Trump endorsement and a strong fundraising quarter away from clearing the field.
Well, but Tony Weed has endorsed him, which is like being Trump adjacent.
It's like the transitive property of endorsements.
Yes.
The 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, only just sad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabba. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30
I'm
seconds.
Giving you right
what,
now. But,
what about what does the Fox say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is the Fox say? Or Gondenthal?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's another one. Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
330.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I knew that we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. But what I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing. Because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years plus older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. Field of Greens certainly makes me feel great. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging, and I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, veggie, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the University Study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Before dawn, in the cold of the grave, black masks in the mist, and the children pray. They knock on the doors where the weary hearts hide, and the wind carries whispers of those who have cried. They say it's the law, but whose law is it now? Same law that once wore a hood and a vow. His eyes today's clan beneath a new command. They hide behind badges, they hide behind plans. If justice is blind, then who leads her hand? His eyes today's claim in this broken land.
I think ICE is today's Klan. So yesterday, a federal judge did not immediately block Donald Trump sending the California or Texas National Guard here to Portland. And so, you know, they're on their way. In fact, I understand Kristi Noem is going to show up here. You know, hide your dogs, hide your cats. Sometime today, Trump said he's considering invoking the Insurrection Act of 1803, and when the only real insurrection was January 6th. I mean, it was an insurrection that he led. The hypocrisy of this guy, who led an insurrection against the United States of America and then was, you know, impeached for it, claiming that, you know, because you've got 25 people down in front of the ICE building here in Portland Lane, flowers on the street, that we've got a friggin' insurrection going on, and the head of DHS is coming today to see how the city's on fire. It's not. I mean, the biggest thing that's planned right now is a naked bike ride in protest of ICE. And it's just the way, this is just the peak of hypocrisy. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens today when Kristi Noem comes to town. I am hoping that my fellow Portlanders, you know, keep it calm, as they by and large have so far. We'll see. Meanwhile, keep an eye on Ted Cruz. This is interesting. Ted Cruz has all but announced that he's running for president in 2028. I mean, here we are, you know, 2.5 years, about 2 years before the primaries begin, but maybe a year and a half before the primaries begin. But, you know, he's out there and he's making all the noises, and he's making the noises that he's basically like, I'm the actual conservative. In other words, he's taking on MAGA. MAGA is, you know, this reactionary group, this let's get revenge group, this let's end democracy group. And then you've got the, you know, the old-fashioned conservatives saying, well, no, we're okay with democracy. We like to rig the system when we can. We'll purge people from voting rolls and stuff like that. But, you know, we don't want to overtly end democracy in America. So Cruz is coming out saying this stuff. He's been doing it for a couple of days. And there were even jokes about it today when he was questioning Pam Bondi, him and Senator Kennedy joking about it. And Trump is going to do one of two things. Trump is either going to get pissed off because he himself intends to stand for election in 2028, assuming that we still have elections, but, you know, also assuming that they'll be heavily rigged. So Trump himself wants to stand for election in 2028. If he seriously intends to do that, then he's going to shut down Ted Cruz. On the other hand, if Ted Cruz seriously wants to be president, and he's willing to challenge Trump, he's going to challenge Trump. And so we might be seeing the first kind of cracking open of what's going on here, in the battle between this reactionary MAGA group, this fascist MAGA group, and the Republicans who've like kind of gone along to get along because they're afraid of Trump and they're afraid of all the money he's got and all the money he controls and all, you know, the ways that he can damage them. But they're ultimately not really comfortable with this. They would really rather not have America, you know, turn into a fascist nation. So, and I'm not necessarily speaking for or about Ted Cruz, but it's, you know, he's making noises like that. So we'll see. But Trump, you know, has come right out and said, you know, that he's open. He says, you look at what's happened in Portland over the years. It's a burning hellhole. And Stephen Miller says that the administration has been contending with a legal insurrection and that judges' rulings stifling the will of the Trump administration is, quote, an insurrection against the laws and Constitution of the United States. This at the same time that the judge who refused to turn over the election files to Washington, D.C., to Donald Trump, her house exploded yesterday. And finally, you know, along these same lines of, you know, what's happening in the Republican Party, this is Marge Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene posted yesterday on X, and I quote, "I'm carving my own lane, and I'm absolutely disgusted that health insurance premiums will double if the tax credits expire this year." Say what? Now, that's what the Democrats are saying. This is why they won't go along with this continuing resolution. So is the MAGA beginning to crack? Is the GOP starting to fracture? Marge Greene goes on. She says, "Also, I think health insurance and all insurance is a scam, just to be clear, but not a single Republican in leadership talked to us about this or has given us a plan to help Americans deal with their health insurance premiums doubling." So here you've got now Ted Cruz in a soft revolt, as it were, and Marjorie Taylor Greene in an open revolt. You've got Thomas Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene and one other, Nancy Mace, saying that they're going to support the release of the Epstein files, this discharge petition. And, of course, Mike Johnson is refusing to swear in Adelita Grijalva, because she will be the 218th vote, which will force this thing to the floor, where there will be a vote on the discharge, on this discharge petition, there'll be a vote on whether or not Congress gets to see the Epstein files. And so Mike Johnson is doing everything he can to bury this stuff. Pam Bondi, same thing this morning. She was asked about it in these hearings in the Senate. "I won't answer. Not going to talk to you, Senator."
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Is the GOP cracking? Is that what we're seeing? Or are these just kind of little bits around the edges? We'll be right back. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of Zypa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is, I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zypa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zypa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way, it won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zyppah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zyppah.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, Chuck Collins from Patriotic Millionaires on his new book about how concentrated wealth and power are ruining our lives and our planet.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. A Waukesha County judge has ordered the Wisconsin Elections Commission to start verifying the citizenship of both already registered voters and new applicants. The court order was issued by Circuit Court Judge Michael Maxwell on Friday, but does not specify exactly how the Wisconsin Elections Commission and local clerks should go about verifying citizenship for new voters. Judge Maxwell also called for the new process to be substantially completed prior to February's election, but his decision could be appealed and stayed before that. A recent report released by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the rate of teacher turnover in the state's public schools is declining, but turnover with school leadership remains high. According to the report, the rate of teacher turnover dropped to about 13% last school year after reaching a record high of 16% in the 2022-2023 school year. The rate of principals leaving their school district increased to about 17% last year, while the rate of superintendents leaving saw a slight increase to about 15%. Healthy Washco is inviting area residents to its upcoming second annual mental health wellness walk this week. Organization officials say the walk is meant to raise awareness and highlight the need for mental health resources in rural communities. The event will be held on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. on the Spooner High School track. Registration for the walk is free, but residents can also purchase shirts at the event or online. The proceeds will cover the cost of the shirts, and any remaining funding will go towards supporting the Oak Youth Center. A Rice Lake resident is facing felony charges in relation to allegedly leading law enforcement authorities on three separate high-speed pursuits over the last month. According to Barron County Court documents, 22-year-old Jevin Ricci was charged with three felony counts of attempting to flee or elude an officer last week. He's accused of fleeing from police on his motorcycle on September 7th, 8th, and 27th, reaching speeds as high as 125 miles per hour. Authorities say they terminated all three pursuits for his own safety. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area for this afternoon. A northwest wind will be gusting up around 20 miles per hour as highs reach the upper 50s. Tonight, though, freeze warning goes into effect. Clear skies, lows by morning in the upper 20s. It's 53 at our studios.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Just, do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. It's exactly what gerrymandering is, but in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes, and they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable word.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin farmers and tariffs. He's the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Darren Von Ruden will join us. I hope you can too.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
So much for all of your support.
Did you know?
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Christine Norm DeVille.
Christine Norm DeVille.
If she rolls into town,
we all be grilled.
She's smiling wide, but we've all heard the tale of puppies and goats who did not fare well. Now she's coming to Portland, oh what a thrill. Hide all your doodles and keep them still. She'll say howdy y'all with a political twill. But we know that Glenn,
it's Christine Norm DeVille.
Chill like a jazz band ghosting through Capitol Hill. She says she's tough, don't test my will. But mercy's not high on her policy bill. So Portland folks, take this warning still. Don't pet that smile. Christine Norm DeVille.
Christine
Norm
DeVille.
35 minutes past the hour. So the last government shutdown lasted 39 days, as I recall. Maybe it was 35 days, one or the other. And it was brought to an end because a number of control towers just basically shut down. Air traffic controllers were not getting paid. They couldn't make their mortgage payments. A lot of people, you know, I mean, these are not, you know, super high paid jobs. And a lot of these people, you know, they're living paycheck to paycheck. And so they just started calling in sick. And, you know, they're forbidden by law from striking. I mean, you know, Reagan took care of that back in 1981 when he destroyed the Air Traffic Controllers Union, PATCO, the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Organization. They've been replaced by a new kind of Republican acceptable union. But, you know, still. And it's starting again. The Burbank Airport, the Hollywood Burbank Airport, was shut down yesterday. The pilots pilot gets in his plane. I mean, there's this article on CNN starts out with this story of this guy who's, you know, gets in his plane, fires it up, turns on the radio and says, hey, control tower, I want, you know, and he gets this recorded message back that says the tower is closed due to staffing. And this is, you know, what's happening. In fact, from CNN, 12 FAA facilities saw staffing shortages Monday night, last night. The control towers in Burbank, Phoenix, and Denver had so-called staffing triggers. In other words, their staffing got down to the point where they had to start slowing down aircraft traffic, airplane traffic, you know, producing delays across the system because they just didn't have enough controllers to deal with the airplanes. In Newark, New Jersey, Jacksonville, Florida, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Indianapolis, they were also short-staffed, although they didn't have to yet trigger these kinds of actions. The number of controllers calling out sick has increased since the start of the shutdown, according to former reality TV show Sean Duffy, who is now our transportation secretary. Yeah, the shutdown from December 2018 to January 2019 was 35 days long, and it ended when 10 air traffic controllers just said, that's it. That's all it took. And, you know, it was that, and also the TSA guys were calling in sick, and so you were getting these really, really long lines at security. And I'm guessing we're going to see that, too. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is talking about getting into heaven? I mean, seriously? Really? Getting into heaven? This is kind of a wild story, frankly. He says, there's no reason to be good except to get into heaven. He says, this is his exact quote. He said, you know, there's no reason to be good. I want to be good because you want to prove to God that you're good, so you go that next step, right? So that's very important to me. I think it's really very important. You know, he's been hanging out lately. Particularly during the campaign, with these right-wing Christian pastors who have apparently convinced him that heaven and hell are real, and he's starting to worry. He knows he's lived a life of, you know, violations of the Ten Commandments, shall we say, at the very least. And so he says, you know, last year I came millimeters from death when that bullet pierced through my skin. Yeah, right. Oh, this was an email, fundraising email, but basically he says, he wants to get into heaven. I think that, you know, this is a demonstration of Donald Trump's absolutely transactional approach to everything. He thinks he can cut a deal with God, or at least the God that he's imagining. And that somehow he can just talk God into this the same way he thinks he can talk the Nobel Committee in Norway. You know, a couple of weeks ago he called the Prime Minister of Norway to try and talk him into having a good word with the Nobel Committee to give him the Nobel Peace Prize. He thinks he can pull this off with God. I mean, this is how seriously dysfunctional this guy is on the one hand, and also how serious he's thinking about the fact that he's not going to live that much longer, apparently. I mean, look at the what looks like an infusion bruise in the back of his hand that seems to correspond to the 24th of every month when he just goes dark for a day or two. You know, what's with all this stuff? And how sick is he, really? Inquiring minds want to know. So what's on your mind today? Speaking of minds, Jared in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Jared, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to, along the lines of yesterday and today's topic, interject into the national dialogue. You know, you said we should be encouraging that local elected officials and law enforcement hold ICE and possibly even the military accountable. We definitely should do that, and we should also encourage that they, everybody, you know, film at all times, so we have, evidence.
Documentary record.
And then, documentary record, and then when we see a crime, especially when there's masked agents, that, you know, law enforcement take up charges and include conspiracy.
Yeah.
Because conspiracy to, you know, cover up a crime is a crime in itself. So then the superior officers and whatnot would be also dragged into a court case that would, you know, quiet down some of this illegal activity.
Yeah, in theory, anyway. The question is, would they take the defeat and go away, or would they double down and try to start a civil war? I think they'll do the latter. I think Trump wants a civil war. He wants Americans killing each other, in my opinion.
I agree.
The rhetoric he's using, you know, against judges and everybody else. He wants murder.
I fully agree, but I do see that using, you know, the legal means is. You know, in the eyes of other people, at least the American public, it's a fundamental bedrock.
Oh, taking on Trump has to be done entirely within the law. Absolutely.
Right. Right. And so if they're using the law to break the law, you know, it becomes a conundrum in itself. And then it breaks down the moral, you know, fabric of our, society.
Yeah, but just consider the scenario. I mean, you know, let's say in California right now, it's illegal for ICE to be masked. It's against the law.
Right.
And yet they're still doing it. So let's say that Gavin Newsom goes in and he arrests a couple of ICE officers. And then Trump comes in and says, you can't do that. And he orders the rest of the ICE people to turn their guns on the Los Angeles police or on the California Highway Patrol police. And then
that would be a law. That would be breaking law in itself.
But then you've got basically the federal government at war, physical war, shooting war, with a state government. And that's kind of the definition of a civil war.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, that would open up enough people's eyes, like, you know, court justices to stop it. You know, I mean, hopefully.
I don't know. I think Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas would be cheering Trump on.
Yeah, it's sad that they, you know. Have no recognition of the Constitution.
This is how close we are to something that could be extraordinarily destructive to this country. It could be the end of our 250-year experiment. Jared, thanks for the call. Right. Thanks for thought-provoking stuff. Thank you. Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, it's been bugging me, that whole thing with Kristi Noem using the bathroom in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That thing was as phony and staged as anything you could imagine. It was like out of Pravda or North Korea with Dear Leader. I mean, who takes a film crew a guy being a narrator, someone being a reporter in an entourage when you're stopping to use a bathroom.
Kristi Noem does.
I mean, yeah, that they knew the answer to that was going to be no.
It's the old Ted Cruz joke, you know, the most dangerous place in America is between a camera crew and Kristi Noem.
Yeah, the whole thing was as phony as can be. I mean, yeah.
Well, expect her to do some kind of stunt like that here today in Portland as well. She's looking, yeah, they're looking for confrontation. They're trying to gin up conflict.
Yeah, the thing was it was produced by a guy called Benny Johnson, and he's with Breitbart and
I know.
Tucker Carlson and all this right-wing stuff. And it irritates me that it got played on conservative media about, oh, poor Kristi Noem was denied things because by Pritzker.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Like, she blamed the governor for not being able to use a restroom in a building in Chicago.
Right. In a closed building.
How bizarre is that?
Yeah. Yeah. No, fascists have to play victim. It's the key. I mean, Mein Kampf, the entire book was, we're such victims of the Jews, of the communists, of the immigrants, principally the Roma. They've got to be, they have to be victims. This, and so Kristi Noem, she's going to come to town. She's going to figure out some way to be, a pathetic victim or, the giant overlord.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We're going to get tough on Portland here.
Yeah. Got any puppies? We'll be right back. If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16. Get organized and safe.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on The Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved. And frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work. And we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matnera. You're a coffee drinker.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career. Yeah. You need coffee.
Something.
Or a slap across the face or something. How much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
not
of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
No right. One knows.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
A wicked little plan, a paper bag of dog
51
poop.
Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Cliff in Santa Clarita. Hey, Cliff, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Hey, I'm wondering if you're getting enough sleep, brother.
Why is that?
I mean, doing your show, doing other people's shows, reading books, writing books, you know.
Yeah,
hope you're getting enough sleep.
I'm doing good, Cliff. I'm doing fine.
Okay. All right. Two things real quick, Tom. Who's keeping track of all this reckless spending? Is anybody keeping track? Because I never hear about it in the
Which
news.
Particular how reckless spending are you talking about?
How much are they running up our national debt? He's spending just billions and trillions everywhere. Between his first term
Trump
and
added
this term,
$7 trillion to the national debt in his last term, and he'll probably add that much this time.
Right. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's totally insane and unsustainable.
Yep.
Nobody talks about it in the news.
Well, you know, I've been ranting about this ever since I started the show 23 years ago, Cliff. I've been going on and on about
right.
this. This is the two Santa Claus strategy.
I've been listening.
You know, when you've got Republicans in office, you give massive tax cuts and you run up the debt as fast and as far as you can. And when a Democrat comes into office, you yell and scream about the national debt and force them to cut spending.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just this is a scheme that they have been. This is a huge con that the GOP has been running since 1981. When Ronald Reagan was sworn into office, our national debt was not even $1 trillion. It had gone from 130% of GDP at the end of World War II down to virtually nothing. And Reagan started this two Santa Claus scam. And by the end of 8 years of Reagan, the national debt was $2.7 trillion. He started it, you know, with these massive tax cuts for billionaires.
There's no end in sight the way they're going.
No.
And one more thing, Tom, this widespread corruption that's everywhere in this administration, having lobbyists from big agriculture being installed at the EPA, you know, they're still trying to debate whether Roundup, you know, glyphosate,
mm-hmm.
They're still trying to debate whether it's cancer causing or carcinogenic, which we all know it is after years and years of all the information.
Well, there's been lawsuits. There's a massive class action lawsuit against them for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but Bob Kennedy, you know, he came into office saying he was going to do something about glyphosate and all this other stuff and all these pesticides. And then he publishes this report, 3 weeks ago, I think it was, that says, well, we're just going to have to think about this for a couple of years because, you know, the lobbyists are giving a lot of money to the Republicans. Cliff, thanks for the call. Spot on. Thank you. Ann in Trinity, Florida. Hey, Ann, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thank you very much for taking my call. I was calling because kind of from what you were saying at the start of the program, and Republicans repeatedly claiming that Dems are soft on crime and support criminals. And I've kind of got two examples. One would be Scott Jenkins. He was a sheriff in a very small town that, as the world is very small, I lived in growing up during elementary school. And he was a sheriff from 2012 to 2023. He was indicted in June of 2023 for conspiracy, honest services, mail and wire fraud, and bribery. After taking $75,000 in bribes and giving some auxiliary deputies sheriff's badges.
Wow.
And prior to him, so he was sentenced to 10 years, and this was, he was supposed to start serving in May, and of course, Trump taking office prior to that, before he stepped in to serve any of his sentence, Trump pardoned him.
Of course.
My other example would be that...
Any idea how much money he gave to Trump in exchange for that pardon?
I don't know, but I do know that he appeared at a White House event in 2018.
Yeah, him and Rudy were selling those pardons for $2 million a pop back in the day. Or at least that's what Rudy claimed.
I don't know that this guy from Culpeper would have that kind of funds, but but again, he's law enforcement and he's willing to give random people badges.
Yeah.
And then the other example that I would give would be that back in November, we had a choice between an adjudicated rapist and a 34-times felon who was out on bail for other felonies versus a prosecutor who puts rapist, felons, and pedophiles in jail. We chose one. They chose the other. And so at this point, it really should be, which of our laws is Trump not breaking?
It's a good question. That's a good question. And thank you. That was great. Rennie in Long Beach, California. Hey, Rennie, what's up?
Oh, not much, Tom. I'm really appreciate talking to you. I want to let your listeners know that Medicare, regular Medicare, is still on the website, but it's difficult to find.
Mm.
When I was trying to find it, it only had, when it said plans, it only had Medicare Advantage plans, and that's it. Didn't give you a choice.
Really?
And so, just like you said in the past. But if you go, if you scroll through all the Medicare Advantage plans, which is about 8 pages worth, the very last entry is titled Original Medicare.
Wow.
And that's the one you want.
Wow. So, you know, Dr. Oz, the guy who's in charge of this now, he's in charge of Medicare, you know, has a long history of shilling for Medicare Advantage programs. So one wonders, you know, whose palms are being greased here. Rennie, thanks for the heads up on that. I had no idea. That's mind-boggling. And it's got to be really tough for people who are just, you know, turning 65 and not, you know, well-educated and not well-informed about all this. Rennie, thank you. That was brilliant. Stick around. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work or hope the doctor will see you this month or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day?
because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us and giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite legal challenges to deploy National Guard members to cities, President Trump now vowing to invoke the Insurrection Act. Illinois governor suing to block plans to send Texas National Guards to Chicago. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
He really seemed to up the stakes yesterday, saying that he would consider using the Insurrection Act if he is getting blocked in court and getting blocked by state and local officials. That is very different than what we've heard from him in the last couple of months, where he said he would do that if there was insurrection happening.
Attorney General Pam Bondi testifying today at a Senate hearing, pushing back on questions about troop deployments. Today marks 2 years since the Hamas October 7th attacks. Israelis holding vigil for the remaining hostages. Talks between Israel and Hamas delegations continuing for a second day, trying to finalize the U.S. peace proposal. Hurricane Priscilla nearing a Category 3, churning in the Pacific just off the west coast of Mexico. And a new tropical storm has formed in the Atlantic. This is ABC News.